All right, what is it, Wednesday, Aaron? We are Wednesday? All right, Wednesday night.
Yeah, Wednesday.
We're on Wednesday. Wednesday night, and we are live. I didn't want to say the wrong day. Almost positive it was Wednesday, but I wasn't 100% sure. Wednesday night, we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Let's hop right to this. These have all come out today. I know most of you have already seen it. Probably all of you have already seen these. But just in case you haven't, I just wanted you to see this. Sherry video, this head tilt saved his life. Play for me, Naz. So we see now just how close. It really was hard to tell, but if you actually look at the sight line picture, because he had a pure sight line to the president's head, the shooter did, Crooks had to the shooter, to Donald Trump, it was hard to kind of tell exactly where that bullet will have landed if he hadn't turned his head. Now you can see it. Right center mass. Boom. Right there in the temple. If he hadn't turned his head, if God had not turned Donald Trump's head, it's over. It's a Kennedy shot.
Yeah.
So it was all God. And that is, you know, and I know there's, we'll get into this later with the investigation portion. You guys bear with me because I actually put these slides in the wrong order. So I'm going to have to hustle through some other ones to get to the investigation portion because I want to make sure that I get to the investigation portion of it. But if you look at it, because there's a lot of talk about there being two shooters right now. I'm not saying there isn't two shooters. I'm just saying I got a great detailed explanation about why there isn't. Right now I'm leaning towards that there wasn't, but I don't know that for sure yet. I don't know if we'll ever know until we run the DOJ, until we run the FBI, and even then it might be too late. But that's how close. You see where it would have been to Donald Trump's right temple if he wouldn't have turned his head.
Crazy.
So that's right. And there's numerous videos like this out, various other videos with, I might have them in the post game. Can't remember all the ones that I posted and how I posted them or whatever. But anyway, some of them will show the bullet coming through and how the direction of the bullet in comparison to when he turns his head, all those different things. Lots of good videos about that out there. But we just see the hand of God upon his life, turns his head right there, right at the point of the shot. Because you can bring it back to me. So, you know, right, he turns it right at the head. Now, at that moment, the shooter really only got off one good shot. And then the rest of them, in my opinion, this is my opinion, because he was at Kim Cheadle's tilt in the roof that was so dangerous. That was about this angle, just so everybody knows. About that angle.
Yeah, right.
That's about it. That was about the angle of it. But anyway, there was no threat to anybody. I mean, Crooks was perfectly safe. So did anybody else up, you know, being up on that roof. But if you look at it, you know, the angle of the shot, everything else, man, it was really, really, I mean, really tight. And we just need to be very thankful that, you know, that Donald Trump is with us and that it didn't go the way that it could have gone. And we'll look deep into the investigation and the other, various other second shooter possibilities and all those different things in weeks to come. Whether we'll ever get the answers to that or not, who knows? But we'll put up every possible theory that we can. All right, let's go to the next one. Patrick Webb tweet. Breaking short positions against President Trump. I want to show you more instigation on this thing. It's kind of weird how this all pans out. This is all just simple. This is, you know, as Steve Bannon said, there's no conspiracies, but there's no coincidences. So this is an awfully big coincidence again. Breaking short positions against President Trump's Truth Social stock, DJT, more than doubled from July 1st to July 12th. So it doubled from 12 days prior to the shooting, not 20 days prior to the shooting, not 30 days prior to the shooting, not 3 months prior to the shooting, but basically in the 10 days prior to the shooting, people were short positioning themselves. In other words, they were believing that Truth Social stock was going to go down precipitously.
Yeah.
That's a very weird coincidence, because why wasn't that happening in June? Mm-hmm. Why wasn't that happening in May? Why wasn't that, you know, why was that not happening, you know, in April? But lo and behold, 10 days prior to the shooting, and it's 11 days, but really it's just for ease of conversation, 10, 11 days prior to the shooting, everyone starts to short Truth Social stock, suggesting significant bets were placed anticipating negative news to come out just prior to the assassination attempt against Trump. Let's go to the next one. Wide awake media video. I just wanted to show you this because, just so everybody knows, I don't believe in anything anymore outside of Jesus, outside of the Bible.
Yeah,
I don't believe in anything anymore. I believe in rudimentary good. Please understand me. Rudimentary heroism. I've given this example a couple times. I believe that the soldiers storming the beaches of Normandy, the foot soldiers in World War One, Aaron sent me some great information about my own dad I never saw before about his heroism in the Vietnam War, which I knew about him getting 2 Bronze Stars. I didn't know how he got them, not with that level of detail. Aaron found it somehow and sent it to me. I was bawling about it last night again. So like people like my dad, listen, they're there doing what they believe is correct. Therefore, they are correct in the eyes of God.
Yes.
So they're doing what they, but the whole thing is whether it's Vietnam, whether it's Korea, whether it's the Afghan War, the Iraqi War, World War One, World War Two, and any other, basically almost any other war you want to name, outside of maybe the Civil War, outside of the Revolutionary War, obviously there's exceptions to this rule. So when I say I believe in nothing anymore, I believe basically almost 95% of what I used to believe, I don't believe anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying this because, you know, I thought like the Secret Service was a righteous organization. Have you ever heard? I've criticized them when it comes to 1/6, but I never thought that they were really part of 1/6 until now. Until I found out they scrubbed all of their text messages from one another on 1/6. These are very large coincidences. It's like everyone gets in a short position on Donald Trump's stock 10 days prior to the shooting.
Yes.
It's just strange how people know that. And that when you're speaking of stocks and BlackRock and everything else, I'm already getting all animated. When you think of stocks and commodities and short, getting in a short position, and then you have the shooter in a BlackRock commercial.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just kind of weird. I mean, it's kind of weird how it just all, where you have Uma Abedin marrying Alex Soros. I mean, it's like they're all in it together. Yeah. It's like there's this secret society that controls the earth, which is the truth, which is what John F. Kennedy believed in, by the way. John F. Kennedy believed in that. I'm showing you this wide awake media video because anybody who challenges this secret cabal, now we call it the World Economic Forum, whether it's the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, all those different things, whether it's the Rockefellers that bought up, basically caused cancer and then put together the American Cancer Society.
Yes.
They get rid of all homeopathic medicines and then substitute them all with petroleum-based medicines, which cause cancer, and then you want to offer your petroleum-based solutions to cancer.
Yep.
It's kind of weird. I mean, I used to believe in these things. I don't believe in them anymore. And like when basically everybody who stands up against the cabal, I'm missing a few here, but whether it's Abraham Lincoln, I know there's various opinions on him, whatever, but he stood against the cabal. He gets shot in the head. John F. Kennedy Jr., his own son disappears in a very strange, mysterious plane crash.
Yeah.
As if maybe he knew something and that he was going to come out and say things against the globalist cabal like his own dad. But I digress. You have Bobby Kennedy, who stood against the CIA. He gets shot in the head. John F. Kennedy stood against the global cabal, spoke against the secret society, spoke against the secret global cabal. He gets shot in the head. Yep. Ronald Reagan stood against the global cabal. He gets shot by John Hinckley Jr. And then, of course, you have Donald J. Trump. He, of course, is standing against the global cabal, and he gets shot in the head. Kind of weird, isn't it? I mean, it's just all coincidental. Just like in every single Democratic Party administration, Carter, Clinton, Obama, Biden, we lose an American embassy. Yeah. Every single time.
Yep.
It's kind of weird, isn't it? I mean, it's just kind of odd. So video footage from 1963, again, wide awake media video, shows Secret Service agents being given stand down orders moments before the JFK was assassinated, causing them to become visibly perplexed. Watch this video. Play it for me. Thank you. As a matter of fact, Aaron, just run the video. Just run it. And if I need this still, I'll get back with you. But you can just run it. Just mute it and run it side by side. Just look at this video here. And I want to talk about what Aaron just told me also, which I did not know. If you look at this video, look how strange it is where you have all of these Secret Service agents not at the president's car. What car is that? Yeah. The president's car is the first one. That's the president's car. Yeah. Where the Secret Service agents are around who? The mayor of Dallas? I believe that's who's in the second car. Where's the second? Where are all the Secret Service agents around the president? Where are they? They get an order to allegedly get an order to stand down. And then the president JFK's car, look at it. It drives off alone. It sounds eerily familiar to Butler, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
It drives off alone. And then later, Aaron tells me, if you look at later on in the film, a Secret Service agent does come up to Jackie's side only.
Yep.
Why would they all be told to stand down and this car drives away with no Secret Service protection whatsoever? How is that remotely possible? And if you look at the Zapruder film, it's wide open. It's a wide open shot. That sounds familiar, doesn't it? Doesn't a wide open headshot sound very familiar to everybody watching right now?
Yeah.
Like a wide open headshot in Butler, Pennsylvania on July 13th of 2024 with a clear line of sight on a building that was never cleared by the Secret Service. Kind of weird, isn't it? This is why right here. You wonder why I got in that montage earlier about why I don't believe anything anymore? Because I don't. I thought the Secret Service was trying to... Explain this to me.
That's crazy.
Explain that to me. Why in the world would this ever happen? As I used to believe in the Secret Service, I don't anymore. And then especially when you got somebody like Kim Cheadle running it. I mean, again, just look at this woman. Why in the world is she in charge of any police agency? All right, I got to stop or I'm going to just keep on going on and on and on with this. All right, let's go to the next one, Naz. Laura Loomer tweet. President Trump will be attending just for all the idiots saying that Trump's out playing golf and there's a victim involved. He knows there's a victim involved. And Aaron, I think you bought it. You pegged it around 4.5 million last night or 5 million.
Yeah, 5.1.
5.1 million when we left the podcast last night that Donald Trump has raised for the victims. So far, that's the GoFundMe. You're like, well, he didn't raise it. GoFundMe did. He put his name on it. So Donald Trump has raised the money, over $5 million. Last we heard, that was at 10 o'clock last night or 10:30 last night.
Yeah, it's 5.2 now.
5.2 million that Donald Trump has raised for them since the 13th. And today's what? Is today the 17th or the 18th? What is today?
17th.
Today's the 17th. So in 4 days, Donald Trump has only raised them $5 million. And I know that does not take the place of the man who died here. I understand that. Or the people that have been grievously injured. I know that. But people acting like Donald Trump doesn't care are stupid idiots. Yeah. All right, Laura Loomer tweet. President Trump will be attending the funeral of 50-year-old Corey Comporator, the firefighter who was shot and killed at the Trump rally on Saturday. The funeral will be, if you're anywhere near it, go to it. The funeral will be this week, and it is private. Here's where the public part is. The public is invited to a procession through Freeport Community Park in Pennsylvania down to Lobby Hall on Thursday at 2 p.m. People can pay their respects at a visitation from 2 to 4 p.m. and 6 to 8 p.m. at Lobby Hall on Community Park Road. Let's all the MAGA people show up that are anywhere near Pennsylvania. Let's make it the biggest thing ever so that everybody knows that we care because we do actually care. All right, before I get into more stuff about the shooting, let me go over some Biden stuff real quick. Liz Churchill video. Biden has canceled his Nevada tour because guess what? He has COVID. Joe Biden has COVID again. This is at least number 4. Since he's been vaccinated, that he has had COVID. Remember, he's the guy. I'll play the video in just a second. Here's the quote. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccines. Quote, Joe Biden. Joe Biden has COVID again for the fourth time. Here's the announcement. Play for me, Naz.
I was just on the phone with President Biden, and he shared his deep disappointment at not being able to join us this afternoon. The president has been at many events, as we all know, and he just tested positive for COVID.
You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
So there you go. Joe Biden has canceled his tour because he has COVID. Now, of course, we have to look into that he gave an interview yesterday and said that the only way that he would step down is if he had a significant medical issue.
Hmm.
Well, since everybody likes to pretend, not us, but all the people on the left like to pretend that COVID's a significant medical issue. Here's a man that's into his 80s, has already had COVID 4 times. and it had no severe side effects whatsoever. And of course, he's vaccinated. And as we just played the video, he said that was a Gaina Fauci video, by the way. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations. Here's another one for you. Insider paper tweet. Kamala Harris's husband also has COVID, and he's 5 times vaccinated at minimum. New Doug Emhoff, the husband of VP Kamala Harris, has also tested positive for COVID. These vaccines are fantastic, aren't they? Now, you can at least take off, if you're an idiot on the left, can you at least take off the effective part? I mean, we're probably never going to convince you that they're unsafe and ineffective, but can you please at least take off the effective part? Then we're never going to convince you that they're unsafe, even with 35 million excess deaths. So you, if you're so galactically closed-minded, which means stupid, that you look at 35 million excess deaths around the globe since the vaccine rollout, and you won't acknowledge that these things are not safe, and all the congressional hearings that are being held right now about how unsafe these vaccinations are, where basically they did a study, all these people were vaccinated, and these were people that were very exuberant about the vaccination. These are people that are lining up to get it in January. Why again? I don't know. I don't understand. Aaron tells me to move on from these things that I don't understand, but I don't understand why anybody would line up for a vaccination for a 99.9% survivable virus. I don't get that, but all these people, very exuberant leftists, lining up to get this vaccination. And they did a study of 100,000, 1,000, whatever it was. So I'll just say 100,000. So let's just say thousands to be accurate. So they had thousands of these very exuberant, excited, left-hard morons that wanted the vaccination. And 7.7% of them ended up in the emergency room, which is about, I mean, you're like, Tom, that's really not that high. That's incredibly high.
Yeah.
7.7% end up in the emergency room from this is what they reported. This is like not the VAERS, but another reporting system. So that me, but you know, I digress for just a moment, but here's Doug Emhoff getting COVID. I guarantee you it's not his first time, but so can we please, at least if you're a leftard, can you take off the word effective? You can't, I mean, you're never going to convince you on the safe part, because you'll have to be dead yourself before you believe it. But it's certainly not effective when Joe Biden has now gotten COVID at least for the fourth time. So I think we all, and of course, Kamala Harris's husband, and who else, who knows who else. And again, I'm not missing the point. This could be the serious illness, 99.9% survival virus, that makes Joe Biden step down from running for president in 2024.
Yeah.
We'll see. It's definitely an open door. And again, there are, as Bannon always says, there are no conspiracies, but there are no coincidences. All right, more on Biden here, and then we're going to get back to the shooting. Kevin Dalton video. The NAACP convention breaks into applause after Joe Biden announces he's going to cap rent increases. So Joe Biden,
wow,
from the executive branch, from the Oval Office, is now going to cap all rent increases. He's going to cap corporate rent increases, not, I guess, individual landlords. But if you're somebody who's a corporation and you rent apartment buildings or houses, the government is going to now come in and cap rent increases at $55. That, of course, is not remotely true, written by Kevin Dalton, because he doesn't have the power to do so. But here he is. Play for me, Nez.
The idea that corporate-owned housing is able to raise your rent $300-$400 a month or something, under what I'm about to announce, they can't raise it more than $55.
He's having a tough time because he has absolutely no idea what he's going to cap that increase at until he read it off that teleprompter. He's looking at $55. Because he had no idea what he was going to say until they put it on the teleprompter. This is a guy who is simply reading talking points from Ron Klain, from whoever it is that's running the White House. Ron Klain isn't there anymore, I don't think. But
Barack.
Susan Rice. Yeah, Barack. We all know it's coming from Barack, but then there's some sort of layer between Barack and Biden. Probably Susan Rice. So and probably Rod Crane, even Axelrod to some extent, probably.
Oh, yeah.
So he has no idea what he's going to read until he, I should say it this way. He does have no idea what he's going to read. He has no idea what he's going to say. He has no idea what his policies are until he reads them off a teleprompter.
Right.
That's why he's so confused looking. Look, that's why he has such a confused expression on his face. All right, Alex Jones, not Alex Jones, Alex Video. This has not been a good day for Biden. So Biden has to cancel his Nevada tour because of COVID. COVID for the fourth time after saying vaccines. If you get the vaccine, you'll never get sick again. Well, now Adam Schiff is wanting Biden to step down. Play it for me, Nez.
News. This is coming from Los Angeles Times. When your friends turn against you. So California Congressman Adam Schiff has now asked Biden to leave. He's going to kiss up to him, though. Here's the quote. Has been one of the most consequential presidents in our nation's history. His lifetime of service as senator, vice president, and now as president has made our country better. And here's the quote. But, and you know, if it came before the word but, he probably didn't mean it. That's how our language works. But our nation is at a crossroads. A second Trump presidency will undermine, blah, 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 blah. The choice to withdraw from the campaign is President Biden's alone, but Schiff believes it's time for Biden to pass the torch. Breaking news.
And very strange, Biden gets COVID.
Mm.
And Schiff is calling for him to step down. And Biden says yesterday that he'll step down if there is a significant medical event that happens to him and a doctor tells him to step down. Well, since most of the medical industry is purposely propagandizing that COVID is an existential threat to your life, even though it's 99.9% survival, it's far more than 99.9% survival now if you're not vaccinated. Being sick with COVID now, being significantly sick with COVID now, is a vaccine side effect because you have antibody-dependent enhancement syndrome. You have a lowered or a diminished or non-existent immune system. So now Omicron, the variants of Omicron, which anybody who's not vaccinated won't ever know they've ever been touched by. Omicron is a scratchy throat and a runny nose at most. That's what it was 2 years ago. And more people died of it than Alpha and Delta combined in Australia. And if it's that way in Australia, it's that way everywhere else. That's why pre-vaccine, 300,000 Americans died. And post-vaccine, 1 million Americans died, according to the CDC statistics, which I don't believe any of those anyway. But let me get back to the shooting. I don't want to lapse off into COVID and the show's over. But anyway, Sean Hawkins video. Let me just do this. This is where I didn't put it in the order that I wanted, but it'll actually work out because this is how we got to the shooting. I call this the instigation portion of the podcast. Sean Hawkins video. If you wonder why someone might be inspired to assassinate President Trump, look no further than this incitement to violence. Play for me, Nez.
People would get legitimately elected. Mm-hmm. And then they would try to do away with elections and do away with opposition and do away with a free press. And you could see it in countries where, well, Hitler was duly elected.
That's right.
Right? And so all of a sudden, somebody with those tendencies, those dictatorial, authoritarian tendencies would be like, oh, okay, we're going to shut this down. We're going to throw these people in jail. And they didn't usually telegraph that. Trump is telling us what he intends to do.
And the donor class can't just sit back on the sidelines and say, oh, well, don't worry, this will all work itself out. They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump. And that's a fact.
I want to speak to you tonight about the need for us to lower the temperature in our politics. And to remember, while we may disagree, we are not enemies. We're neighbors. We're friends, co-workers, citizens. And most importantly, we are fellow Americans.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. Trump and the extreme MAGA Republicans quote a clear and present danger to our democracy.
To figure out how did people get basically drawn in by Hitler? How did that happen?
He talks about the blood of America as being poisoned, echoing the same exact language used in Nazi Germany. Cool. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
And we hear this all the time. People say, gosh, if back in the day, if only one person had the courage to stop Hitler.
And I think one thing you and I agree on is Donald Trump is an existential threat to this country.
What, in your view, would happen if he were to be reelected?
Oh, I can't even think that, because I think it would be the end of our
country as we know it. You could see it in countries where, well, Hitler was duly elected.
That's right.
Most importantly, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, Trump is a threat to this nation.
The dehumanizing rhetoric of Adolf Hitler is once again alive and well on a national political stage, this time, of course, in the United States, this time given life by former president and current Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump.
Let's record.
You just look at the Goebbels media right there, and I mean that exactly as I said it. You look at the Goebbels media who tries to attach Adolf Hitler to that which, you know, to that which they oppose politically, and they themselves are like Hitler. So you have the Goebbels media with Jake Tapper saying the dehumanizing rhetoric of Adolf Hitler comes alive again under the moniker of Donald Trump. I mean, that's allegedly the unbiased media, CNN, with Jake Tapper, is he MSNBC? Can't remember which. But anyway,
Jake Tapper, CNN.
Yeah, yeah, CNN. So he said the dehumanizing rhetoric of Adolf Hitler comes alive again under Donald Trump. And we wonder why he gets shot. Because how bad is it to shoot Adolf Hitler? Now, none of us would ever do any of those things. And again, I just say this, and nobody has sent me anything. I haven't seen anything at all. And I put the challenge out there all the time. A leftard can easily send it to me on Twitter. Show me anywhere where we ever talk like the left, ever. I don't mean like calling each other Hitler. Everybody does that to some degree. We only call them Hitler because they're always calling us Hitler. And we have to point out that the only people who have anything in common with Adolf Hitler is the left, because Adolf Hitler was a leftist.
Yeah.
So you can't really have much in common with him when you're a federalist, when you're a nationalist, when you are a populist, Republican, conservative. You have to be a leftard to have anything in common with Adolf Hitler. So we always do point that out. But now you can see, but if you look at the rhetoric that's come out, and I have more of it, if I get to it tonight, what I call post-shooting vitriol, the things that these left-wingers are saying, post-shooting, coming out and saying, you know, basically wish he had missed, he's going to be shot again, there's going to be 100 more attempts on his life, wanting those things, I'm so sad that he missed. None of us would ever say that.
No.
About Joe Biden. If some right winger or even left winger attempted to kill Joe Biden and they missed, we would all be very glad that they missed. We don't want Joe Biden killed. We don't want leftists to be banned. We don't want leftists to be forced into medical procedures. Oh, wait, who wanted all of those things? Oh, Adolf Hitler does. So the very person, Jake Tapper, who espouses Hitler's ideals, says that another person espouses. He projects that onto somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Truly amazing. All right, I'm going to show you this. A lot of people have forgotten this. This stunned me when I first saw it. Now, this was years ago second year of Donald Trump's presidency.
Yeah.
There was a play. It's Laura Logan video. This did not age well, so she titles it. This is the play where they are basically assassinating Donald Trump with knives. Imagine again if we did a play like this and we were assassinating or we had characters assassinating in a play any Democratic Party politician, let alone president. But yet the left can put together music videos where Trump gets assassinated, actually try to assassinate him 4 days ago. Don't hand me all the, he's a registered Republican, who donates to Act Blue. Don't think so, okay? I mean, please, give me a break. And by the way, anybody can register as anything.
Yep.
And it's the perfect cover to go and register as the party that of the president that you're about to try to assassinate. So give me a break with any of that. And I know the people that are watching aren't saying that, but other people do. There's Democrats that are rejoicing that he's a registered Republican. First of all, there's tons of registered Republicans. The Lenin Project, the Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson, who just said during our last video montage to put a bullet in Trump is a registered Republican.
Yeah.
Who just said put a bullet? Mitt Romney's a registered Republican.
Yeah, it means nothing.
I mean, give me a break. Nicole Wallace is a registered Republican. I mean, come on. Anna Navarro is a registered Republican. And they all call Trump Hitler. So please, being a registered Republican means absolutely nothing. It really doesn't, by the way. It means nothing to us. Being a registered Democrat means you are actually a Democrat, because we don't have any operatives in the Democratic Party. But many registered Republicans are actually Democrats.
Yep.
And I didn't mean to get off on all that, but I couldn't help it. So here's Laura Logan video. Remember this play. Play for me.
Actor dressed to look just like President Donald Trump as he's assassinated on stage. Look as his character is stabbed to death. And there's no mistaking the Trump connection. Check out the unbuttoned overcoat and red tie that hangs over his waist. It's a staging of Shakespeare's Julius Caesar that is outraging many.
The controversial production is taking place here in New York City's Central Park. The staging is being seen as a direct jab at Trump and the controversial political climate in this country.
And again, pun intended, imagine if you flipped that script and the right put together a play where a Democratic Party president is being assassinated. But yet they can get away with that. And you wonder why we had an assassination attempt. Hence the reason why I've named this part of the show the instigation part of the show. When you are just simply allowed to put together, and by the way, here's the thing, free speech, you can do whatever you want. But please don't tell me to lower my political temperature. I don't put out plays like that. I'm so sick and tired of weak-kneed, spineless Republicans who always say things like, both sides need to do it.
Yeah.
No, both sides don't need to do it. We're not the side that just tried to assassinate a president. We're not the side that put together, wrote and put together a play and actually performed it in public in front of thousands of people of a performance of the assassination of the current president of the United States at the time. We've never done any of those things. Show me where we ever had a play of assassinating Obama, Clinton, Carter, or anybody, or Biden, or anybody else.
No.
We don't do these things. So the rhetoric doesn't need to be cooled on both sides. The rhetoric needs to be cooled on the left only. And by the way, I don't even care whether they cool it or not. If they commit a crime, then they can be prosecuted for it. If they make a direct threat against Donald Trump when he's president, they can be prosecuted for it and get a visit from the Secret Service. That's fine. I don't care whether they do or not, but don't tell me to lower my rhetoric because you and I don't do anything wrong.
Yep.
You and I just espouse the truth. We don't say the lies. That the left says, when they're saying Donald Trump wants to put people in internment camps. Donald Trump wants to strip the media of all their rights. Donald Trump wants to censor the media. Donald Trump wants to imprison black people for absolutely no reason. Whatever the various other than Donald Trump wants to weaponize the DOJ. Did you notice everything but imprison black people? Well, no, imprison black people. That was Joe Biden's idea.
Yeah, it's true.
Joe Biden wanted to imprison all the black people. Remember when he called them all part of the jungle?
Yep.
Joe Biden wanted to do that.
Super predators.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. There you go. Super predators.
Yep.
So all of those things that I just said, that's what the left wants to do. And they project it onto Donald Trump and say that's what he wants to do.
Yep.
The only people that ever opened up any internment camps have been the left. Jacinda Ardern, Scott Morrison, Australia, New Zealand, Justin Trudeau, Canada, New York City. They're the ones who opened up internment camps over the last 4 years and 15 days to flatten the curve. And then if you go back to in the 1940s, in the internment camps for the Japanese Americans, that was another Democrat who did it. FDR, true. We've never done internment camps. The only people who do internment camps are left-wingers. They're the only ones who do it. Mao Zedong, Pol Pot, Joseph Stalin, Adolf Hitler, they're the ones who do internment camps. We've never done them. Only the socialists do them. But then the socialists of today are accusing us of being that which they are. It's a very effective tool, by the way. Jack Posobiec video. Here is the video when Laura Loomer and I, Jack Posobiec, protested the Shakespeare in the Park. That was the name of the Trump assassination play depicting the assassination of President Trump. Play for me.
Liberty. Freedom.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to pause. We're going to pause. Security.
This is violent.
Security, please.
There you go. And go right to the next one for me now. Sunday opinion from the New York Times. He failed the tests of leadership and betrayed America. Voters must reject him in November. I wonder why there was an assassination attempt against Donald Trump. Let's get the next one ready. Johnny Maga video, January 2017. Chuck Schumer, play for me.
But he's taking these shots, this antagonism, yep. This taunting to the intelligence community.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So
even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
What do you think the intelligence community would do if they were motivated?
I don't know,
to?
But I, from what I am told, they are very upset with how he has treated them and talked about them. And we need the intelligence community. We don't know what's going on. Look at the Russian hacking.
All right, so that's the instigation part. I wonder why there was an assassination attempt against Donald Trump, because they instigated it. And by the way, we all know that it was on purpose. So let's do the investigation part of it now. This is where I needed to get to. I can't believe it's already 9:40, but here we are. So, but we're going to do all these. We'll get all this investigation, all the stuff. In other words, all the stuff that has come out basically all today, because we now that we're doing this 5 days a week, everything that came out yesterday, we put on the podcast yesterday.
Yep.
Now, everything that came out today, I'm going to set it up with this Matt Walsh tweet, gives a nice basic timeline. There's a lot of other information in between this timeline, but it's a really good outline, So here's everything that's come out today. Here's the apparent order of events on the day of the assassination attempt. According to the most recent reports, at 3 p.m., remember, Donald Trump took the stage at 6 p.m.
Yes.
3 hours before the shooting, Crooks raises the suspicions of the Secret Service when he tries to pass through security screening with a rangefinder, and they don't detain him.
Oh, my word.
He is now on the radar? No, folks. You have to detain the guy or cancel the event. That's it. Trespass him, whatever. You've got to take law enforcement action. The guy has a gun range finder that's used solely for firearms. Why would you be bringing a range finder into a political event? But yet, what does the Secret Service do under Kim Cheadle, who is nothing more than a cat lady? Nothing. Nothing. Again, just look at the pictures of Kim Cheadle. Why is this woman in charge of a law enforcement agency? Around 5 p.m., an hour before the shooting, Crooks is caught on video by a rally goer wandering suspiciously around the building that he would use as his perch to shoot Trump. He is not detained or questioned by security. We actually have the video of that.
Mm-hmm.
5:30, half an hour later, 40 minutes before the shooting, Crooks is photographed by security crawling around on the ground.
My gosh.
They still don't detain him. So let's go over it so far. He's at the gate with a rangefinder. Then he's suspiciously wandering around the building that he would eventually perch on. And then 40 minutes before the shooting, he's crawling on the ground and law enforcement does nothing. And listen, they've come out with their county administrator in defense of Butler County Sheriff's Office or Butler County Police Department, whatever they are, has come out to defend them. And there is a measure of defense for them because this is a Secret Service event. And any local law enforcement that's being used is under Secret Service jurisdiction at the event. So any failings are the fault of Kim Cheadle and the Secret Service, not local law enforcement. But if you are local law enforcement, there's a man crawling on the ground at a presidential campaign rally. The guy has to go bye-bye off the grounds.
Yeah.
Period. Whatever you have to do, load him in a police car and go drive him 10 miles away and drop him off. Whatever you got to do, if there's no ways to arrest him, there's no way to Baker Act him or whatever else, or detain him, then get him in a police car and drive him around until the rally's over. A few minutes before the shooting, Crooks climbs on top of the building where law enforcement staged in that building. That's how Kim Cheadle shut down the building, just so everybody knows. She shut it down by putting people inside of it.
Mm.
That's why you don't have a 40-something-year-old woman who has never handled a police call in her life, never has handled a security event in her life, in charge of the most important police and security situations in America or in the world.
Yeah.
Get that. Never handled a police call in her life. This is a man talking to you right now who went to thousands of police calls, thousands of them. She's never been to one. And she's in charge of a police situation. She has never secured any situation in her life. She has never been in charge of protecting a protectee in her life and is now in charge of the police situations and security situations for the most likely to be assassinated man on the planet, let alone the President of the United States, First Lady, and many other protectees. So a few minutes before the shooting, Crooks climbs on top of the building where all the Secret Service are in. That's how she secured the building, putting them in the building. What good does that do? They should be outside the building. If you're outside the building, you can't get inside the building.
Yeah.
Gosh. He is noticed and frantically pointed out by numerous rally attendees. He has not stopped or detained. 6:11, the first shot is fired. So they knew about him for 3 hours and 11 minutes prior to the shooting and did absolutely nothing. And listen, I know there's a lot of missing elements to this story, but that's just the basic timeline. Then we'll get down into all the missing elements. Here we'll start with Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk tweet, yet another insane revelation about the attempted murder of Donald Trump on Saturday. Now, Washington Post reports that police directly told the Secret Service they lacked the resources to station a patrol car outside the building Thomas Matthew Crooks, used to target Trump. And yet again, the response was a shrug. Whatever, probably nothing will happen. They saw the shooter with a rangefinder and did nothing. They flagged the building as a weak point, but they didn't put a cop outside. They knew the roof was a threat, but didn't put anybody on it because it was sloped. The shooter simply walked up to the building, carrying a ladder, and climbed into position. Multiple people saw the shooter and alerted police, yet nobody stopped him. As all this happened, Trump was allowed to step into harm's way rather than delay his remarks. Remember this now from the previous slide and from this slide. They knew about him. Trump got on the stage at 3 o'clock. They knew about at 6 o'clock. They knew about Crooks from 3 o'clock to 6:11 and did absolutely nothing,
yep,
including a full 2 minutes where they knew he was on the roof with a gun. A full 2 minutes, and there's way more than 2 minutes, but full video where you have everybody screaming, the man's got a gun. They do nothing. And now it's come out, and you'll see it because we're delving down deep into all the details here. The cops actually called the Secret Service. Remember, and I don't mean to jump ahead, but I'm just going to jump ahead on this one, and then it'll be redundant when you see it. But the cops have now come out and said, the Butler Police Department has now come out and said, we called the Secret Service. They did have, Aaron was asking about this last night. I've asked about it. Why wasn't everybody on the radio? A common radio that everybody could hear. They had it.
Oh my God.
Butler
gosh.
Called the Secret Service and said, this was, get this now, the Butler police, you can bring it back to me. So the Butler police officer climbs up on the roof. I mean, he was basically being boosted up by another cop, climbs up on the roof, right?
Yep.
And he pulls his head up, looks up. And that's when Crooks points the gun at him. He has no way to draw his weapon.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I still don't excuse their actions, because what you do is get down, then draw your weapon.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay? Nobody did.
Yeah.
So, and you got to get in position, start taking shots here. But right at that, so basically the cop has to drop to the ground, 8-foot drop, actually got injured. Still, and then they call the Secret Service, say, man with a gun pointed it at the cop. Secret Service does nothing. And this isn't a setup. Yeah. Who does nothing? Kim Cheadle's Secret Service. Because Kim Cheadle has never handled a police call in her life. And is she just part of a cabal?
Yeah.
Is she part of a PSYOP? Is she part of an orchestrated event to assassinate Donald Trump? And she's been given the orders by Mayorkas to shut your mouth and don't talk.
Yep.
Just so you know. All right, where am I at here?
You're
all right,
still
here
on Charlie Kirk.
All right, we'll go off of Charlie Kirk. Let's go to the next one. Ultra MAGA party video. Let's focus on Kim Cheadle for a couple minutes. The fact that she wasn't fired immediately or resigned voluntarily is all the proof that you need to know. Play for me.
How, knowing that there was a credible threat against the former president, how could that perimeter be so small that it excluded a building just 150 yards away from the podium?
I can't get into the specifics of any threats, but obviously with all of our protectees, we're constantly monitoring the threats that are out there, and we design our security plan based on that, also depending on the venue and the environment that we're in. And on that particular day, a full advance had been completed, but this is also why we are doing an internal review, and we look forward to the external review as well. And obviously, if there are things that we need to change about our policies or our procedures or our methods, we are certainly going to do so.
Listen, there are just some things that you can't come back from. If you have a legitimate assassination attempt against the president under your watch, you're done.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's over. He got shot in the head. It's over, Kim. Why is this woman? I want you to look at this woman. Why is this woman in charge of one of the most important law enforcement institutions in the world? This woman, what has she ever done in her life that's law enforcement related or protection related, name it. Why is she in charge? Because she's friends with Jill Biden, because she knew the Cheneys, and she knows, because they all these people are actually friends, the Cheneys, the Bushes, the Clintons, and the Bidens, they're all friends, the Obamas, they're all pseudo friends, they all pseudo hate each other too, but they're all pseudo friends. Obama goes all the way back, his dad was a CIA operative under Herbert Walker Bush. They all know each other. Alex Soros, Marion Uba Aberdeen, as I said earlier, they're all together. It's one giant incestuous mess inside of the establishment of Washington, D.C., the cesspool of Washington, D.C. So why is this woman in charge of protecting people? Could she do it herself? If you can't do it yourself, you ought not to be in charge of the people doing it. This woman has never handled a police call in her life and never protected a human being in her life and probably has never had a real job in her life. But yet she's in charge of protecting the most alleged, quote unquote, important people on the planet. I don't get it. Let me give me 60 seconds for gold and then we'll get right back into Kim Cheadle. My one and only sponsor, Midas Gold Group. All of us need to be buying gold for the exact same reasons I tell you every single podcast, because of the BRICS movement trying to devalue the USD, trying to de-dollarize the globe and turn the globe over to the Chinese yuan. While they're doing that, they're also buying literally hundreds of tons of gold. So the people trying to destroy the currency are saying once they destroy the currency, the new currency will be gold. You and I need to be buying gold for that reason, because Joe Biden's doing the exact same thing and he's hoarding hundreds of tons of gold and probably buying tons of gold while he tries to destroy the United States dollar through hyperinflation. So we all need to be buying gold. This is a MAGA company, not a Republican company, not an establishment Republican company, not even a conservative company. This is a MAGA-owned, MAGA-operated company, veteran-owned, veteran-operated company. We need to be buying from companies that don't hate us. This is one of us. This is one of them. Buy gold. Buy it now. When you do, buy it from Midas and tell them that the TLP sent you. All right, let's go to the next one. Ryan Dawson video. Am I in the right one, guys? Make sure I'm in the right place. Okay, yep. Good. Ryan Dawson video. Fire her now. Play for me.
Should that roof have been secure, period?
That building in particular has a sloped roof at its highest point. And so, you know, there's a safety factor that would be considered there, that we wouldn't want to put somebody up on a sloped roof.
The question was, should that roof have been secured? And the answer was that they didn't want to put somebody up on a sloped roof. Here is a sloped roof where people were stationed. Here you can see clearly the roof is sloped. In fact, it is significantly more sloped than the rooftop where the shooter was positioned. For an obvious question that was no doubt part of the pre-interview rehearsal, that was a very poor answer.
So if you have Trump's sniper surveillance team set up on a roof that's more sloped than the assassin's roof, explain the logic of what she just said. If Trump's sniper response team is on a roof that has a steeper pitch than the assassin's roof, then why couldn't another Secret Service agent be put on that roof right there? Look, is that even slanted at all? Is it even slanted at all? Aaron, what'd you say? It's like 112?
It's like 1 or 212, yeah.
1 or 212, and the snipers was what? The sniper
probably
response
three
team?
Three or four.
Yeah. So it's basically where the snipers were. The Secret Service snipers, where they were stationed, had a roof that had three times the slant. So if those guys can be put on it, if they can be put on a roof that's three times, what are you guys doing over there? Oh, there it is. That's good. There you go. Thank you. So that you look at that roof in comparison to the picture we put up before, this one is three times more slanted than the one where the attacker was on, where the assassin was on. So think of everyone, let's just break down the easy logic here. If you're going to put Secret Service agents, because what she's saying is, I don't want to put my employees in on a dangerous roof. Okay, they're on one that's three times more slanted than the attacker's roof. So how does that make sense not to put them on the attacker's roof? That makes absolutely no sense at all. You have them, you have your own employee. You're saying, I don't want to put my employees on a heavily slanted roof, which none of the roofs are heavily slanted there, if you noticed. None of them are.
No.
Not nearly as slanted as Aaron's house or my house.
Correct.
And they'd all, and by the way, if Donald Trump or Joe Biden were to come through our neighborhoods, they would all be on our housetops, way more slanted. So it's absolutely ridiculous. And as the spokesperson said in the video, that was the line that DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas told her to pitch. Pitch that line, though, you know, we got to come up with something of why we didn't cover that roof. Why didn't we cover a roof that is a clear line of sight to the Speaker, Donald J. Trump? Why didn't we do that? Why didn't we cover the only high ground in the perimeter right here? Why didn't we do it? Because we got to come up with some excuse. Look at there. Oh, Aaron, that's brilliant right there. Where's the slant? That's dangerous? That my roof, my own house's roof, has a pitch that's 10 times that.
Yeah, versus this one.
Yes, flip them back and forth. Flip them back. Yeah. So here, now this is what she deems to be unsafe.
Yep.
This one, here's what she deems to be safe. So if leave this one up. If this one right here is safe for your employees, then why isn't this one safe for your employees? So her excuse absolutely belies all logic. This is nonsensical. Absolutely nonsensical and illogical, of course, because she was fed that excuse by Alejandro Mayorkas or some other dip squat inside the Biden administration. Absolutely makes no sense at all. And we show that video in the pregame of the cow standing on a roof with hooves.
Yeah.
Perfectly fine. All right, where am I at, guys? Am I at Kathleen Winchell? Okay, yes. Here we go. Sorry, guys. I'm losing track tonight because this stuff absolutely blows my mind. Because this Aaron gives me a counsel on this. I just don't understand. When I don't understand something, it absolutely flummoxes me.
Yeah.
It perplexes me. Not understanding something. Like if it was like, you know what? There was a guy up there and he slid off right at the moment of the attack and the shooter got off a couple rounds. That's one thing. It was an accident. I get that. I'm not saying it's a viable excuse. I'm just saying at least I understand it. I understand why Hurricane Ian blew apart this building. Yeah. If I came here tomorrow and it was blown apart, that would perplex me.
Right, right.
So like this situation here, I can't put somebody on a very marginally slanted. I mean, by the way, I can't even call the assassin's roof slanted. Can you?
No.
You saw the picture. That was not even slanted. I mean, if it is, it's extremely marginal. How is that unsafe for anybody?
Yeah.
What a ridiculous excuse. All right, Kathleen Winchell video. This is just unbelievable. Wow, we all should be outraged. Here's Bongino and Tucker. Bongino lays out some more details that just came out today. Play for me.
So I was just showing Tucker some material from an unimpeachable source, let's just say, on the matter. That post, according to my source, that roof was supposed to be a police post. It was supposed to be someone there. They're now making up excuses, saying the pitch of the roof. My source says to me, no one knows why the post didn't show up. But so that's a nonsense story they're putting out in the media. And I was also told that the Secret Service director has been given instructions from the administration and the DHS secretary. If you want to keep your job, you'll keep your mouth shut about this. They're not putting that out there. But if you get those site post logs and those police instructions and there was a post on there and they didn't show up and no one checked, someone could have got your dad killed within millimeters.
Now, most of you already know who Dan Bongino is, especially McGroin Nation. You all know who he is. Retired Secret Service agent, 12 years in the Secret Service, several years with the New York Police Department, NYPD. Vast experience. He wasn't just in the Secret Service working counterfeit cases. He was on the protection detail of the President of the United States for both Clinton and Obama. So he knows, he very much knows what it is to protect a VIP. He knows very much what it is to protect the President of the United States. He was on both Clinton's detail and 8 years with Hussein Obama. So he knows. What they had at the building was, now the reason why I say he knows is, where is he getting his information from? The Secret Service.
Mm-hmm.
So insiders inside the Secret Service are feeding Bongino information. And what happened at the shooter's building was, there was supposed to be somebody who had a post there, was supposed to stand guard there, and they no-showed. And nobody did anything about it. They no-showed, and nobody replaced the person. And again, this falls onto the shoulders of Kim Cheadle, because you have to have the proper personnel there. If nobody shows up, you have to fill the slot. Plus, why don't you have... Why during the shooting, they had Pennsylvania state troopers rushing to the scene. Why weren't they already there for a Trump rally? Josh Shapiro, you're in charge. That's the governor of the state of Pennsylvania. You're in charge of the state troopers of the state of Pennsylvania. Why weren't they there en masse? Makes no sense at all. It's almost as if this was a plot, which it was. I don't care anymore. I haven't, you probably like, when did you ever care? I stopped caring 4 years and 15 days to flatten the curve ago. But I'm just saying, we all know it's a plot. This is not malfeasance. I'll attack it as malfeasance to a certain, well, it is malfeasance, not misfeasance. Misfeasance is a just poorly run operation by mistake. Malfeasance is doing it on purpose. There is no way to reach this level of incompetence unless it's on purpose.
Yep.
There's no way. There's no way to not secure the high point at a presidential rally. There is no way to not do that. There is no way to do it. That's like drive. It's like launching your boat with no motor. Just make. What are you going to do? And why? I wonder why our boat's not working because there's no motor on it. There's no way to explain it. That level of incompetence cannot be explained outside of malfeasance, outside of a purposeful plot. There's no way to have that level of incompetence. We saw it during all of COVID, this giant level of incompetence. It was not incompetence. Well, the vaccine stops transmission and infection. And then Pfizer gets interviewed under oath. Oh, we never even tested it to see if it stopped transmission and infection. That was on purpose the entire time. Nobody can reach that level of incompetence. The other part was what I told you earlier. Cheadle has been told by higher-ups, keep your mouth shut or you're going to lose your job. That's coming from the Secret Service. Bongino has great sources and great sources inside the Secret Service. Chief Nerd video, breaking Secret Service now reveals this is probably the most important video of the night that I got two minutes into overtime. But we have most people watching right now, so it's all right. I've got to be good tonight. I got to go no later than 10:15. So 13 minutes to go. I've got to do it. I've got to keep my word. Man, I got a lot of slides to do in 13 minutes though. But I got to get through the investigation part. So this is probably the most important video of the night. Breaking: Secret Service now reveals they identified Trump shooter as a threat 10 minutes before he went on stage. We know it was actually 3 hours before that. But this is, they had a big meeting today where you had Cheadle, Christopher Wray, and Alejandro Mayorkas. They had a big meeting today, secret meeting, which, by the way, that's what everybody's against. That's what got JFK assassinated, was he's against all these secret meetings, the CIA and all these different things. Why have a secret meeting? Why don't I have a congressional hearing in front of all of us so we can all watch it? Why can't we know?
Yeah.
I mean, Crooks is dead. So don't hand me the line of this is an ongoing investigation, so we need to keep it secret. There's no need to keep anything secret when the suspect's already dead. So let's open it all up. Everyone practicing evil hates the light. Does not come to light lest their deeds be exposed. John chapter 3, verse 20. Jesus speaking. We need to go ahead and just have open hearings. But this was a secret meeting. The Secret Service has identified as a character of suspicion this shooter more than an hour before the shooting. So they had this secret meeting, and they're having all of these discussions. Secret meeting with congressmen and women. So here's the video from Fox News. Play for me.
Update on what the Secret Service knew about the shooter minutes before Donald Trump took the stage. For more, we want to go to Aisha because there was a briefing today. You got some information about what happened, Aisha?
Dana, good afternoon to you. We just got a big information dump, and some of it is deeply, deeply troubling. So I'm going to hold your hand and walk you through this. Just bear with me here. A lot of notes that I'm going to look at here. Just about a couple minutes ago, the senators came out of this briefing with Secret Service. They've been asking for it for days now. Finally got it with the director and Secret Service staff. And the top headline that has come out of it, according to Senator John Barrasso, just spoke to him as soon as he hung up on this briefing. He said that apparently, the Secret Service had identified as a character of suspicion this man, this shooter, because they saw a rangefinder on him as well as a backpack. And this all happened more than an hour before the shooting actually occurred. So they saw the guy and they identified this guy as suspicious. Now, more details coming from a source familiar here who was also in the meeting tells me that about 10 minutes before former President Trump went onto the stage. They had gone from looking at this guy as suspicious to now looking at him as a threat. That is coming from this briefing that the senators were in. They were told that Secret Service had called it in to a center that this guy, they now identified as a threat about 10 minutes before President Trump walked on stage, and they still allowed him to walk onto that stage. I'm told the Secret Service agent in charge there was on the phone with local and state police about the threat while the shooting was taking place. That's huge. And that is raising a lot of concerns and now major calls for the director of the Secret Service to step down immediately. Minority Leader, GOP Leader Mitch McConnell just tweeted that he wants her to step down. Several senators that came out of this briefing want her to step down immediately. Another little nugget of information that came out of it that is interesting here is that they still don't have a motive, Dana. They're trying to actually hack into the shooter's phone right now, but some things they're still unable to access because of encryption. But they don't have a motive. They don't know why he did it. But again, the timeline that these senators have received now creating a lot of deeply troubling concerns about how this was allowed to happen and why the former president was allowed to take that stage when just 10 minutes before they had identified this guy as being not just suspicious, but being a threat. Dana?
And, you know, I know that a lot of these things you're hearing, 10 minutes, 2 minutes, all those different things. Just remember, they knew about this guy 3 hours before Trump took the stage. They confirmed basically what they were seeing was what we're about to show you when you guys put it. Can you do side by side or no with that? If you can, just run it whenever you can. Basically, they knew this was happening and let Trump go on the stage right here. They let this guy, I mean, look at this guy on the roof. Hopefully it scrolls back. If you can't run it, there, that's perfect right there, guys. That right there. They knew that was happening. Let Trump get on the stage. How in the world does that ever happen unless it's on purpose? There's no way, folks. I mean, 3 hours before when they, yeah, you just keep running it over and over again. That's great. 3 hours before, they had already identified this guy with a rangefinder and a backpack. They saw him crawling around on the ground. This is before he was crawling around with a rifle on the roof. All of which is canceling the event or taking him into custody. Those are your only two options. But because Kim Cheadle either has no idea what she's doing, A, or B, is part of a purposeful plot to assassinate Donald Trump, B, or C, all of the above, which it is. She has no idea what she's doing. And this was a purposeful plot because there is no way this ever happens. How is this happening? And you let President Trump on the stage, even if, let's say he wasn't on the stage. I mean, say he was on the stage already, because I don't know for sure he wasn't on the stage yet with this. Say he was already on the stage because he got shot. He took the stage around 6 o'clock, got shot at 6:11. Whenever this was happening right here, why is he not immediately removed from the stage?
Yep.
Or if this was happening prior to him getting on the stage, why was he ever allowed on the stage? So regardless of whether this was happening while he was on the stage or about to go on the stage, how was he ever on the stage with this happening? Unless it was on purpose. Unless it was on purpose by a 20-year-old shooter who donates to ActBlue. Explain to me how this level of malfeasance and incompetence. It is not incompetence. It is malfeasance. It has to be on purpose. There's no way to explain. It's just like if you ever watch those murder shows, you guys can bring it back to me. If you ever watch those, I watch a lot of those murder shows. Like I watch American Monster all the time, things like that, where you have these guys, you know, they always come home, whether it's guys or girls murdering their spouses. They always come home and there's that rehearsed 911 call where they're fake crying.
Yep.
And then they give you this implausible explanation about how his wife and him got in a struggle with the gun and she got shot 17 times in the head.
Yeah.
And you're like, that, okay, then there's no way that guy's not guilty. There's no way Kim Cheadle's not guilty. There's no way. This has never happened in the history of the United States of America. Even with JFK, they didn't have this level. They didn't have somebody actually on a rooftop that everyone was looking at. I know it was a setup. I know the CIA assassinated JFK, but at least it was more covered than this. There is no way if this is anything but a purposeful, planned out plot, and every sniper in America, every retired sniper in America is saying so. It is tactically impossible for the high point not to be covered. It is tactically impossible that this wouldn't have been seen by a sniper who is constantly, these aren't people that are looking through a scope that's like this. These are giant scopes. They can see everything in multiple directions. Somebody told somebody not to shoot or to delay the shooting. Let's go to the next one. Nanley Marie, something like Karasimi video. There he is, just throwing. Actually, guys, you can just side by side this one. There's Crooks. This is him. This is what people are looking at. Look, they're right here. There he is, right there.
Walking around.
Who doesn't stop that?
That's crazy.
I was a cop for 25 years, 1992, 2017. You think that I'd stand there? Let's see if you can freeze that for me. I'm just like his or Naz, and that's absolutely perfect. Okay, that's a guy standing alone in front of the building, I believe, I don't know for sure, in front of the building that he's about to position himself on to shoot the President of the United States.
Yeah, that's it.
What cop doesn't stop that guy? I mean, if I'm there at that presidential detail and that guy's like that, listen, if you walk around my church like that,
I was just going to say that, yeah.
I mean, I've had people, we have like in the church on a Sunday morning, we have somewhere between 800 and 1,000 people here.
Yeah.
And in the sanctuary, 800 people, all right, in the sanctuary. And I've had it before where a guy was walking around and just stopped and started staring at me. And I mean, for all of 3 seconds, I stopped the message and I stood and I looked at him and said, what is your deal? Do you need something? And it was immediately addressed by my security. And listen, God is not a respecter of persons. There's no person more important than another in God's eyes. But governmentally speaking, Trump is way more important than I am. And nobody addresses this. This wouldn't be allowed at Foundation Church.
No.
You can't wander outside our building here. You're not allowed. But yet at a presidential election rally, Ghost Boy is allowed to stand there like that in a very threatening way?
No way.
Incredible. John Ziegler video up next. This interview with a local law enforcement official provides a pretty good explanation for why the police officer who confronted the shooter did not engage. Play for me.
He did, in fact, see an individual on the roof with a weapon.
He saw the shooter.
He did.
Your officers are on patrol. They hear that there is a suspicious person on the rooftop. What did your officers do?
So our officers in the area started to converge on the building. My understanding is they did a full perimeter walk of the building. Weren't able to see up on the roof. Two of the officers went to what appeared to be the lowest point from ground to roof. One of the officers actually boosted the second officer up high enough for him to grab hold of the roof. When he was able to pull his head up over the roof, he did in fact see an individual on the roof with a weapon.
He saw the shooter?
He did.
And what did the shooter do?
Turned towards him, had the barrel of his weapon pointed at the officer.
At that point, the officer's hanging on to the side of the roof?
Yes.
Unable to pull a gun out?
Unable to defend himself?
Unable to reach his radio?
Any of that, yeah. Strictly defensive movement for him to lower his head, duck, lost his own grip, right? Fell approximately 8 feet to the ground.
That's a steep drop.
It's a good drop, yes.
Did he get hurt?
He did.
In that moment, did they realize there's a threat right now to the former president?
They did. So both the boosting officer and the officer that fell were both on the radio, indicating that there was an individual on the roof that did, in fact, have a weapon.
Who did they radio?
So there was a blanket tactical channel being
Everyone
used.
Heard it.
Everyone that was on that tactical channel heard it, yes.
How much time between that radio communication and the gun being fired at the former president?
That I don't have that information.
How do you have all the information about everything else but the most important thing?
Yeah.
I mean, the most important thing was how much time elapsed between the officers calling in the shooter on the tactical channel, which included everybody, including the Secret Service. How do you not have the information from when the officers called it in on the tactical channel and the shooting? How do you not have that? First of all, it's public record. It's recorded on their radios if they have the same radio systems as Sarasota County Sheriff's Office does. Everything's recorded. So we all would know. It should already be released because this should all be open for all of us to see, not in secret meetings between senators and Kim Cheadle and Alejandro Mayorkas and Christopher Wray. Three incredible corruptocrats. So he doesn't even know that. But there's two big parts. First of all, for some reason, this guy who can give this step-by-step outline, step-by-step portrayal of what happened. Officer goes up there with two hands, looks over, the shooter points his rifle at him, falls down, injures himself, got all of that down, but he cannot say the amount of time between when the officers called in the shooter and the shooting taking place. That's kind of weird. It's almost as if someone's telling him, you better shut up or you're going to lose your job, just like Kim Cheadle. But what he did say there that opens up the floodgates is there was a tactical channel. Which means everybody was on that channel. The snipers on the roof were on the channel. Secret Service was on the channel. And the local cops call in, shooter on the roof, and nobody did anything. There's no way to explain that. None. There is no way to explain that except if this was a purposeful plot. There's no way to explain it. Here's another one for you. Colin Rugg video. Just in, former Thomas Crooks classmate says Crooks was a known Trump hater and was a know-it-all. Play it for me.
Thomas was a quiet kid unless there was something that he was passionate about, politics being one of them. He just did not like politicians, especially with the choices that we've had. He did not like our politicians. It was especially during 2016. It was Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, all of them. He showed that he disliked all of them. Did not like any of them. So I brought up the fact that I'm Hispanic and, you know, I'm for Trump. And he said, well, you're Hispanic, so shouldn't you hate Trump? And I was like, no, he's great. I mean, like, he's a great president. And he called me stupid or insinuated that I was stupid. He's like, well, that's kind of stupid. If he was a know-it-all.
You can bring it back to me. So there you go. There's more of that. You can find it on Twitter if you want this under Colin Rugg. But obviously not somebody who's a big fan of Donald Trump. He's actually espousing Democratic Party talking points. You have to hate Hispanics. If you love Donald Trump, it means you hate Hispanics. That's Democratic Party talking point. Alex Brucewitz tweet. Senator Marsha Blackburn, actually, vote Marsha, just told Donald Trump that the Secret Service confirmed her. This is the secret meeting with the senators. You and I aren't allowed because we're not allowed in the meetings of our elective representatives. We're not allowed in meetings where our elected representatives are. It's kind of weird, isn't it? We're their boss and we're not allowed in. Kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
She just told Donald Trump that the Secret Service confirmed to her, Senator Mike Lee and Ted Cruz, that they spotted the shooter at 5:51, confirmed the threat at 5:53. Here it is. You see this, Aaron?
Yeah.
But still allowed the president to go on stage at 6 o'clock. Let's repeat that. They spotted the shooter, which means he was on the roof with a rifle,
yep,
at 5:51, confirmed the threat at 5:53, but still allowed the president to go on stage at 6 o'clock. Leave this up for me. So how can this be anything but a plot by the deep state involving the Secret Service, not all the Secret Service agents, but involving the Secret Service, involving the Department of Homeland Security, and by the way, again, just leave this up for me because I need those numbers. Most of the security personnel on site, according to Dan Bongino's inside sources, most of the people providing the security to Donald J. Trump on the 13th of July, 2024, the assassination attempt date, just to make sure everybody knows that I know what I'm talking about, were DHS personnel. They were not Secret Service. That's kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
There was a lot of reallocation of manpower sources to Joe Biden's rally, according to rumor. We have that. But most of the people were under the direct command of not Kim Cheadle even, but her boss, Alejandro Mayorkas, because they were security agents coming from the DHS. Kind of weird. Again, very coincidental. Very, very coincidental that Crooks is in a commercial with BlackRock. I mean, it's just strange, isn't it? And I've also heard rumors that BlackRock actually owns the building he was on. But so now we know, one more time, they spotted the shooter, the Secret Service, at 5:51, confirmed that he was a threat to Donald Trump, but still allowed the president at 5:53 and allowed 7 minutes. Again, think about it. Here's 5 seconds. 1,001, 1,002, 1,003, 1,004, 1,005. That's 5 seconds. They allowed 7 minutes to go by and let him walk on stage with a sniper on the roof. There's no way to explain that outside of people that were running that protection racket that day were trying to assassinate the president of the United States. There's no other way to explain it.
Yep.
There's no way. The people that were providing his protection tried to assassinate him. I don't know who's involved. Nobody knows right now. And there's no other way to explain that. How in the world do you allow Donald Trump to take the stage when you have confirmed a direct threat to him 7 minutes prior? Not to mention 3 hours prior.
Yep.
3 hours prior to this. 3 hours prior. He's at the security gate with a rangefinder for a rifle. And they keep him from going in, I guess, at that point, but don't detain him. But then he walks in anyway. Truly amazing. All right, go to the next one for me, Nas. Julie Kelly tweet. Sources tell me DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is stonewalling the release of DHS IG report. I'm just including to show you how everybody works up there, which would include any security failures or perhaps involvement by the Secret Service on January 6th. For 2 years, the Biden White House, Democrats in Congress, and the media. So they're stonewalling 713, and they're still stonewalling 1-6. For 2 years, because DHS assets instigated felonies on 1-6. That's why. For 2 years, because it's a Fed direction. For 2 years, the Biden White House, Democrats in Congress, and the media have attacked DHS IG Joseph Colfery, who discovered that all the texts belonging to roughly two dozen Secret Service agents, including the head of the United States Secret Service, related to January 6th, has been deleted at the end of January 2021 under the Biden regime. So this has been going on now. Secret Service cover-ups have been going on since 1-6, and they're pulling it again. They're pulling it again. True. I mean, it's just truly unbelievable. That's why I don't believe anything anymore. So I don't believe it anymore. You can skip the next one, Naz. I'm going to go to this last one. I want to show you this. Ryan Dawson video. This is his opinion. I lean this way, but I'm open. I'm open to change because nobody knows much yet. Whether we'll ever know, I don't know. Ryan Dawson video. There was one shooter. Security dropped the ball or was paid to look away. There is no other explanation for how the rooftop wasn't secured. 2 minute video. Play for me.
All right, got to debunk some kook stuff again. They're acting like there's a second shooter, so here's the first one. I'll put it in orange. Crooks is there. Nobody's up there in the tree or whatever they think that is. So, they are pretending like two bystanders were hit here. Three bystanders were hit, by the way. Okay, this one in red doesn't matter because it's where they overlap and it's where the first shooter could hit him. This one is BS because nobody got hit here. The other bystanders were hit here and here. And Trump was hit about there. Which means him were all hit in the line of fire from the first shooter. Nobody got hit in this corner. The film is of this corner and this corner. They're going to pretend it's otherwise. Nobody's up here. And you'd also have to shoot right through two Secret Service snipers for that to go. You'd have to be pretty high in the air. All right? Here is a more accurate photo. Here you can see one in the line of fire, two, and then Trump right there. And the last one in this corner. Nobody got hit over here. They're lying to you. Crooks could hit all of these. They're all in a straight line as he's aiming at Trump. The kooks are never going to stop. Nobody shot like this from over here.
I'm not like him. I'm not going to say anybody's a kook right now, but he definitely makes a lot of sense in that video. But if there's two shooters, it'll be two shooters. But we'll probably never know if there was. But that video makes a whole lot of sense. And I had Aaron go back. I just wanted to show you this. Aaron, you can just control it. Don't worry about rattling my nerves or anything. Okay, there's the building on the left. That's the steep roof that Kim Cheadle was scared of. There's where her own personnel was. So again, there is no way to explain her opinion. Therefore, there's malfeasance involved. Therefore, there's nefarious purposes. Look at where the shooter was, right there on the white building. There is no pitch or angle to that. Look at where her own shooters was. If you were concerned about angular rooftops, then you would never have put your shooters on the more angular rooftop.
Yeah.
The rooftop that she approved of had far more of an angle than the rooftop she didn't approve of. So her opinion makes absolutely no sense. And once again, just to bring it down to the most rudimentary level, where's the angle on this roof at all? Again, I need to understand. I need to understand, but it's just not going to happen. Aaron says, let it go. I'm going to follow his advice. All right, let me show you this before we go. I'm already in trouble because it's 10:25, and I keep promising I'm going to be done by 10:15.
Never going to happen.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to lower it down. I'm going to do it. We're not even gaining viewers. I just can't shut up. We've gone down in viewers. We lost 50 people. We just went up 7. I just can't shut up. I've got to show you this stuff. I can't help it. I'm driven to it. Mischief video. MSNBC's Ari Melber says Trump's bandage on his ear was a spectacle. This is my post-shooting vitriol. Now, they haven't learned their lessons that their pre-shooting vitriol caused the shooting, and now their post-shooting vitriol may cause another shooting because they're saying that Trump's bandage is a spectacle. Watch this video. Play it for me.
Here's Ari Melber's reaction to the last 96 hours. Watch.
Here's how the New York Times put it. On the first night of this convention, Trump was his own biggest prop. He entered the VIP box, a large white bandage on his injured right ear, an image for political mobilization, a spectacle for this candidate who we know is, by his own admission, obsessed with assorted spectacles.
So, Joe, the ear bandage was a spectacle. I don't know. I'm reviewing my notes right now. I think it was because he was shot in the ear and he needed a bandage. It's medical.
You hear the way Ari Melber put that? His injured right ear. Injured, to your point. A bullet went through the ear. And he's wearing a bandage because he lost part of the ear. We are 3 days since this man nearly got his head blown off, only because he turned his head a little bit more to read some notes that were given to him on a screen around immigration. Is he alive right now? And MSNBC, as sick as they are, and Ari Melber, as sick as he is, go to hell, Ari Melber, quite frankly, because to say something like that, it's a prop? Give me a break. Show any sort of human dignity in this moment, and he couldn't do that, as could many on that network, quite frankly.
Yeah, they're Goebbels. They're nothing better. They're nothing more than Goebbels. It's just like Jordan Peterson talks about. Everybody thinks that they're going to be Schindler during you know, Nazi Germany. They're going to be the one that saves Anne Frank. No, everybody's the opposite. All the media think that they're going to be those people that stood up against the machine and exposed the machine. And even people that allegedly exposed the machine, it's all what was Woodward and Bernstein. They're all insider leftists that exposed exposed Nixon and all that. They're just insider leftists, globalists. That's all they are.
Yeah.
Nixon, that whole Nixon thing was a giant sham, just so you know. You need to look into it if you don't know. But I don't believe anything anymore. I told you, I used to believe Nixon was a horrible person. He should have been impeached. He should have been removed from office. And it was all Democratic Party, globalist, CIA setup. It's all that it was.
Yep.
It all is. But this Ari Melber, he says that Trump, you know, this is all a spectacle. And he says that Trump has said that he's obsessed with spectacles. Now, Ari Melber says that Trump has said that he is obsessed with spectacle. So show me that quote, Ari. Show me the video of Trump saying that he's obsessed with his own spectacle. Show me that. Because if you're going to report that Donald Trump says that he's obsessed with his own personal spectacle, I want proof. It's just another lie. Let me show you this. So I wonder if the left has learned this lesson. I wonder if they have gotten a shred of human dignity or self-respect, or actually a shred of humility, a shred of humbleness after their political opponent is nearly assassinated. Well, let's see. Uncensored USA video. It would be a shame for this scumbag not to become famous. Play for me.
What was your thoughts about the assassination attempt?
They missed.
Do you
he should have died. He's not good for this country, and he never will be.
Wow.
He's the worst person that could be ever in politics. He's not even a politician.
So you're disappointed that the shooter missed Donald Trump?
100%. 100%. No, nothing. He should have died. She doesn't like him as much as I do, but she's a little more sympathetic to people dying.
Do you think that the shooter was justified?
He did what he wanted to do.
I mean, do you think it was justified? Like, do you think
in his eyes, I'm sure it was. But you know what? Since he missed, I can guarantee you there's going to be 100 people that are going to try to not miss.
Would you support that?
Yeah, 100%. He doesn't need to live. He doesn't need to be a president.
Guys like this, and I've actually said this from the pulpit at the church, guys like this right here, they lack all intestinal and testicular fortitude.
Yeah.
Their whole life, they're fat, he's scared of his wife, he's never made a stand in his entire life. Someone tells him what to say, he'll say it. Anything that it takes for him to keep his job, he'll do it. He'll bend over for anybody. So he is jealous of all of us. And when you're that jealous of people, eventually you want them dead.
Yep.
He's so jealous of a man who actually makes stands. Right or wrong, Donald Trump makes stands. Mostly right. He takes stands. This guy has never taken a stand in his entire life. Not once. So he is so jealous of people that do that he wants them dead. I have known so many people like this in my 55 years who don't have an ounce of courage or intestinal fortitude, so they envy those who do, and they castigate them. That's this guy. All right, that's it. 31 minutes into overtime. I keep breaking my word. Stick around for the post game. It is awesome. Back here tomorrow night, every night. Appreciate everybody that's on. Sorry I didn't talk to you guys in the chat tonight. Love you guys. I see you on. I'll read from the bottom here. Scooter 8887, Rooted Tree, Kansas Log Dog, Neanderthal Soup, Sun Gun, Aaron's on. JJ RSVL is on. Neon Widow is on. Look at everybody else. Fedora the Explorer is on. Dana 59 is on. Dean Myers is on. Noodlin McGroin is on. You guys are in a big conversation because nobody else is. I can't. Flash River's on. Dave Saunders is on. Just appreciate you guys. Stick around for the post game. Rumble Rants D9597. I think that might be our biggest ever. Is that our biggest ever? $100? Huge.
Yeah.
Thank you guys. I know that we're competing with the RNC, but hey, 730 people on at 10:30 tonight, 30 minutes into overtime. It's pretty great. Broke 800. We'll see what our numbers are once the RNC is over. Love each and every one of you guys. Hopefully you DVR'd anything that was. If you missed anything in the RNC, it's all on Twitter.
Yep.
Just go right over to Twitter. That's where I'm going right after. I'll start sending stuff to the podcast probably about 20 minutes after we leave here. So anyway, love each and every one of you. Stick around for the post game. See you tomorrow night. That if you did what God wanted you to do every day for years, you would never see your prayers go unanswered. And I mean specifically. I don't mean, well, yeah, they were answered, but it really wasn't what I wanted, so I'm getting the deep meaning out of it. No, I'm talking about specifically what you want. If you did what you're supposed to do every day for years, they would get all of your prayer requests and all the answers would get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, just sitting under the word of God. There's nobody, I tried that. You didn't try it but for a week. You didn't try it but for a month. You didn't try it but for a year. You go to anybody who's done it year after year after year. They, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, never stumble. Never.
If you love to worship, this will be your kind of night. Please join us for Crave, a Night of Worship, on Friday, July 26th, starting at 6:30 p.m.
If you enjoyed watching the Tom Lipley podcast, please consider investing in our program. Go to tomlipley.com and donate $25 or more, and we will send you this TLP mug warmer. We look forward to you tuning in next week, and thank you for giving.